Hi, Paul Slatkis. It's almost 7 o'clock. I thought I'd start the video a little bit earlier as we are getting ready to do a 7 o'clock appreciation for the heroes. A sort of a Memorial Day weekend. And after this, we're going to show Robin Williams. We did do a beautiful show at 3 o'clock today. We had Major Colonel Hobson speak about it's a different kind of a Memorial Day. He's the head of the Army Reserve. And then a interesting woman speaking about positive energy and positive life. So I've left a link for that, and you're welcome to watch that. And we'll see if anybody's out here. We have been pretty consistent with the love and caring. Let's just take a moment to wish you all well. We hear a siren. This has been a heck of a time. Hey, Cooper, how you doing? Be 7 o'clock in a moment. We'll see if anybody's ringing bells. It's raining out a little bit. That's good. So listen, you're going to enjoy the video I'm going to put on. Just a short 5-minute piece of Robin Williams, a Norman Lear set piece where Robin Williams is a flag. I don't know if you ever saw that, but it's really, he's such a creative guy, and both of those guys, so. So that's going to be good. So it's raining out here. How about in Nevada? You got some rain? You can always use some more there. It says see more. I don't know what that means. Maybe I could see more. Like. I like what he did. I'm going to give him a thumbs up. Oh, I never did that. Did it work? Yeah, there, the guy, the horn player. There you go. We got some people doing the right thing. Yo! The interesting thing, everywhere I've ever gone, a few times I've gone out, people are doing this. They're ringing a bell, 7 o'clock, everywhere. Places you never would think, down in the parks and... Thank you! Got that red pot, pan. Oh! Thank you! Ah! I'm good, Chris. How are you? Good. Stay well. Okay, let's go inside and take a moment with Mr. Robin Williams.
You'll like this.
I'll tell you that, I think.
Yeah, I'm the Stars and Stripes forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. Well, you probably don't recognize me. Say, who's that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because...
I'm in my birthday suit, yes!
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah. I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going,
oh, this could be the start of something big. Whoa.
Oh, Tom, don't be a pain.
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini. Unpredictable, crazy. Yes. I like the outdoors, and I'm the life of any party, whether it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving. And unfurling. Richard Simmons, eat your heart out. Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for me, though. I had a tough puberty. Yeah, war, famine, invasion, and 1861, well, I had a little skin problem that broke out into 34 stars. But now, well, a little patience, and look what we got now. Look at this. Hold on here. Yeah, we got your Tennessee. How are you doing today? Here's Vermont. You can't get there from here. And there's California.
For sure, totally.
Probably was in California.
I said before, you know, I had a tough time for a while. I've been in a lot of wars. They fired missiles and muskets at me, but you know, come the dawn's early light, I'm still there. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I've been made into everything from designer jeans to t-shirts, and I've even been a cape for Mick Jagger. Well, all right! The Rockets Red Glare, well, all right! But people haven't always been respectful to me. Sometimes it's been tough. There have been some people try and spit on me, trample me, burn me. Foreigners and occasionally some Americans, too, but I don't let it get me down because I'm not a stay-at-home kind of flag. You know, I've been to Europe. I've been to both North and South Pole. I was at Iwo Jima. Recently, I've even been to the moon. You see me in all sorts of different postures. When I'm like this, that means everything is okay. When I'm upside down, well, put on your Mae West and hit the deck. But when I'm like this, well, that's not my favorite position because, well, that's half-mast. I don't mean to bum you out. I didn't come here to depress you. But I gotta tell you something honestly. I haven't been getting out much lately. I guess it's not very chic to put up the flag anymore, you know? Muffin and I have a flag, but we haven't found it for very long. Hey, but look at it this way. Don't look at it as saluting me. Look at it as saluting yourselves. You know, hey, I'm just a flag, a symbol. You're the people. If I may say so from here, long may you wave.
All right, that was Norman Lear's show. Okay, and Norman was an Air Force pilot. You go in Good News and you can hear my interview with Norman. What a wise man. All in the family and so on. All right, everybody. I put a link to today's show. You can hear the Colonel Major of the Air Reserve. And you can hear him talk about the pandemic and a couple other great interviews. So, thank you very much. Goop, take care. I love you.